Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cynthia Ford.
Oh, people only call me that when they're mad at me, Sharon.
Why can't I hear myself? Oh, so if I would only put my headphone in my... Oh, there we go.
I can hear you just
fine. We have somebody new over there. Who's the new guy?
I don't know.
Kevin.
Who's the new creepy guy behind the glass. Hi.
Kevin. Yeah.
Look at you with that voice, Kevin. Can you do some commercials for me?
You have a radio voice. Did anyone ever tell you that?
I wandered in from next door. I didn't know.
There's a little tent thing going on.
I'm going to have you do some of my commercials. I don't think I've ever heard you like
there
this.
There we go. Sure. Yeah. I'm in plenty of commercials. Just send me something.
Yeah. All right. Perfect.
We still love you, Ryan.
Yeah, we do. We love Ryan. But we have Kevin here with us today, so we're very, very happy about that. So welcome. Welcome. You're going
to
love this next hour of your life.
Another gorgeous day. Can you stand it?
I can stand it. Saturdays have been so beautiful. And here we are, Labor Day weekend.
I know.
What could be better than that?
Go?
And what about all this sun? What would one do with all this sun?
I don't know, Sharon. They may want to think about getting solar panels.
Oh, there we go. What a great idea.
I know. I'm having a little bit of a deja vu moment here.
Yeah, I know.
With you.
We did that before, huh? Right?
We did.
We had a little episode with your show disappearing. It was fabulous. We pre-recorded your show once before, and we went to air it, and unfortunately... We lost it.
That's okay. I get to meet with these lovely ladies twice again. And my name is Sarah, and I work for Solar City.
Give everybody a last name too, Sarah.
Sarah De La Cruz.
I love it.
I know. Sarah De La Cruz, like Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Are you sure you shouldn't be a movie star?
No, I'm positive. There's a whole host of reasons that shouldn't happen, but I love being with you ladies, so glad to be back.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you. I mean, the show that we had done before, we're going to obviously go over the whole thing again, because we want to have you back again, because this is such a great topic. It's sort of the thing right now, you know, it's what people are, you know, want to do, right?
Before you came in here on two wheels, she was showing me a picture of a woman that she just installed panels for that is 95 years old, no lie,
and she tried
to talk her out of it, and then she called the woman's grandson, and she would have no part of it. She wanted the panels, and she said, but you know this is a 20-year agreement.
It's true. Well, I have people tell me all the time, there's a lot of concerns and misconceptions, and one of the things I'm too old. You're never too old to go solar, and I call her my Irene because she's my Irene now, but she is a testament to
you're never too late.
She said she wanted to save money
on
her bill,
and why wouldn't you,
right?
Everybody's all about saving money. I know that's some of the, why don't we start with this? Why don't you tell everybody? I mean, there are several solar companies out there. Just like anything, you know, it's, you know, there's the good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah. I don't know much about all of the companies individual. I do know owning the rail, you know, owning Boston Connect Real Estate. Let me say that, by the way.
Who are you?
Cindy and I both are at Boston Connect Real Estate.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, as the broker, I do hear a lot of the different situations that come up. And recently we've had situations that have come up with solar companies. And one of the problems has been with, you know, something to do with the way that it's leased, but then the new person buying it doesn't qualify for a loan now because they have to lease it. So we're going to go through all of that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about you, a little bit about SolarCity? How did you get into all of this?
Yes. So there's so much to say, and I'm going to try to give Cliff Note versions because I could ramble about this forever. But how I got into SolarCity was my husband set up a site visit, which is basically us sitting down talking to a rep like I am, an energy consultant. And at the end of the day, our house couldn't do it. We couldn't go solar. We both wanted to, but I have dormers and trees, and I just simply do not get enough sun on my roof.
Yep.
So I jokingly said to my now boss, at the time he was sitting down with us, I was like, all right, well, I can't do solar, but I'll just take your job. And he just sort of laughed at me, but that is verbatim what happened. So he is now a regional manager.
And he reports to you.
No, I report to him, but we have a good relationship.
Pretty soon. Yeah.
His name is Ryan Rigo. But anyways, that's how I fell into this job. But my why SolarCity is very, very quick. There's a million reasons. It's a phenomenal company. But for me, it is going to your piece on is it transferable? It's 100% transferable. We have people that their sole job with us is to transfer agreements, whether it's a lease or ownership. Either way, even if they had no credit or bought your house cash or whatever the situation may be, it's in our agreement, which is very transparent and posted on Google, that they will take over ownership of the system. So it's just not something you have to worry about with SolarCity. With other companies, absolutely. That's true. That can be a major negative. If they have the final and all be all of who gets to buy your house, that's terrifying. So it's something to be, you know, to know about. But with my with SolarCity, it's just not something you have to worry about.
And I do like that everything is very transparent. I mean, your contracts are on very Googleable. Is that a word?
Googleable.
Kev, what do you think of that? No,
I'll accept it.
Can I buy a vowel? So you know, you're on Google, so anybody can just really look it up and look at your contracts and really get a good understanding of what you are offering. Yeah. I think one of the other things that happened actually while I was with you the last time, we got email or a text or something came through with the office, and I had to contact somebody at town hall, and they said, oh, somebody came in today, an angry client, a customer came into the town hall today, and they were really upset because they couldn't get like a permit wasn't pulled or wasn't finalized for the solar panels.
Right.
And I had asked you, I said, oh, have you ever heard of this company? And you're like, yeah, they actually went bankrupt, you know? So it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. It's you could buy a car from someplace on the side of the road and have a horrible experience. You could buy a car. There's reputable dealerships. There's not reputable dealerships.
Yeah.
I support solar. I think the movement is amazing. I genuinely, my parents have solar. My friends and family have solar. I'm selling my house so that I can get a house that's qualified for solar.
Oh, really?
Truly. I mean, and I have two kids in one bedroom, which is...
That, well, and so can that we go with that with the reason.
And can we just state for the record, the reason you did not choose Cindy and I is because you live very, very far away.
The only reason is because I live in Attleboro, and as much as I love you ladies, it's probably not going to work for either of your crazy schedules or mine. But what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Reputable companies versus and just having, you know, it's buyer beware. You know what I mean? You never know if another company is going to. That's why I think having a name like SolarCity, we see, you know, I'm on the highway a lot, and I see SolarCity vans going by all the time.
Commercials on television, on the radio, and now I'm seeing, ever since I met you, I'm now seeing it everywhere. I don't know if it was always there.
And it, like, are we the biggest solar provider in the United States? Yes. But it's not, it's truly not because we're screaming it from the mountaintops. It's because if you have a good customer experience and you truly trust the person that's responsible for a very big decision. Going solar is an awesome decision, but it's a big one. Yeah. You need to know that all your eggs are in a basket that you trust the person holding it. And I am a consultant, which basically means I am an educator. I show people if their house would work or not. But I pull the permits. I make sure that the site surveyors are there when it works for you. I'm there. I've never missed an installation. So from you saying, would my house work, to having panels on your roof, it's one person. You have me and my phone number.
Yeah.
And you call, and that's it. There's not like with other scenarios, you don't really know who's installing. So one of the things that makes me feel comfortable about my company, and it's amazing, is that everybody works for us. The electricians, the engineers, me, the installers.
So it isn't like they're subbing it out to somebody else.
There's nothing subbed out. Okay. So that's, it just makes you feel good. God forbid because someone kicks off your gutter when they're doing an install. We hope it never happens. But if it does, you it's all solar city. You call us, we're responsible.
Yeah, and insurance and liability and all that other stuff that goes along with having a reputable company working on your home, especially.
Absolutely.
Why don't you walk us through the process? Why go solar? Let's just start there. Why go solar?
Yeah. So it's a good question.
Oh, thank you. I'm full of them. Cindy, that's 2 weeks in a row, Cindy, that somebody has said
good
question.
Question.
To me, by the way.
Yeah, so it's Cindy 100, Sharon 2. Ever.
Okay. Now that the score is evened somewhat, we're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting closer, there. 98%.
She's right up my tail.
I would love, love, love to say that people go solar for environmental reasons. The truth is, I'm usually at people's kitchen tables because they want to save money.
Yeah.
It ends up being the bonus is you're switching to green electricity, which to anyone under the it feels good. You're choosing to have no carbon footprint versus use dirty electricity.
So tell me how dirty electricity is made. Like,
oh,
I mean,
my
we
gosh.
Have yeah,
how
like dirty you water. Have? You know what I mean? Like, no, that's all cleaned up now. But yeah, I mean, so. I mean, where does the other energy come from? Are they like
coal, nuclear power plants?
Yeah.
There's so many. There's so many other ways to get. I mean, the current electricity is basically happening through your utility company, which you know they get from coal and nuclear plants primarily. There's other sources, but the sun comes up every day.
Yeah.
So whether we like it or not, the sun comes up every day. And
God willing.
Yeah. And so far, it's not going
to
change.
You get to see
so
it.
We can use that energy, harness it on your roof, make your own electricity, and have control over your energy costs. That's why people do it. To say, we look at your house, we look at your electric bill. I say, all right, this is how much electricity this house uses in a year. I get very accurate information from looking at an electric bill. It gives me all my info. From then, I plug it into my computer. We do an actual array. I draw a solar system on your roof, on Google, on my computer. Then it's a math equation. It's not me. It's a math equation saying, is this house capable of producing enough electricity for solar to be a viable option for you? If that's the case, it's a bill swap. So there's nothing, you're not paying anything out of pocket. You're not paying for installation. It's just saying, I'm going to pay this much, this cheaper rate for electricity versus what I'm paying now, and it's going to go to Solar City versus your utility company.
Does it vary month to month? And so, but do we still have to, so will we still get two bills? Like, so I have National Grid, right? So will we still get that in any way, shape, or form? Yes?
It's completely dependent on the house. In some situations, yes. In some situations, no. You're always going to get a statement from National Grid no matter what. So it depends. We're limited by roof space, trees, shading, whatever. There's a million reasons why we factor in what your house can make for electricity. But let's just say, hypothetically, your house, the company average is 50%. You can make 50% of your electricity with solar just because of roofs and whatever. Say you can make 80%. You just have an awesome house for solar. You're going to make 80% of your electrical needs for solar, and you're going to use your electric company for 20% in that specific scenario. So it's like if you have a car with two gas
tanks. So Cindy's $500 bill would probably be a lot less.
You don't have a $500.
Yeah,
she just paid it today.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
$504.76, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean,
she does live in the Eiffel Tower, but.
That's hardy.
Kevin, I'm funny. I thought it was the ivory tower that I lived in.
The Eiffel Tower. Can you live in the Eiffel Tower? I don't know.
I could
that's
live anywhere.
The price of electricity is not going down. Put it that way.
Yeah.
You you go solar to control your energy costs. You literally will know what your electric bill will be for the next 20 years. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's control, and it's also it's
and that's comfortable. That's a comfortable
so no
place to be.
No matter what, like whether the sun doesn't come out tomorrow because we have a week worth of rain or snow or clouds, you're based on the information that you give at your consult, that bill is going to remain the same.
Correct. We're held accountable, and it's another, not to keep going back, but it's another reason why I work for this company. We're held accountable by doing a production guarantee. So once we do our math and we say, this house is going to produce this many kilowatt hours, which, by the way, that's like gallons of gas. That's the unit. That's how we measure electricity kilowatt hours. Once we say that, every 2 years, we do what's called a true up. So if you don't make what we tell you you're going to make, we have to compensate you. I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
So we're very comfortable
in
our numbers.
I'm sure the formulas are pretty accurate, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's just a sigh of relief to know this is going to be my electric bill for the next 20 years, and it's going to be significantly less than what I'm paying now, if the house is a good house for it. But to go back to your question of, like, why do I have two bills? That's confusing. It's very much like if your car has two gas tanks. One is going to be $1 for gas. One's going to be $2.50. You're always going to use your solar energy first. You're always going to drain out that dollar for gas tank. And then if you need more power, you're still connected through the grid. If you put in a jacuzzi and your usage goes way up, whatever, you can always get more electricity. It's just going to be that percentage will come from the grid.
So that's a go. I have a question.
I was scratching my arm. And
okay,
just
good.
Like...
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt it, but the thought goes right out of my head so quickly. So what if, you know, you do all that work and 3 years down the road, I decide to put on a 2 or 3 car garage with a family room above it and then a hot tub in there somewhere. So that's going to require more electricity. Are you going to then adjust my bill?
We can always add panels. We can't subtract. So we can add to it to cover more of your usage, but we can't subtract. So at that point, you would just take more from the grid unless you wanted to add onto your system.
So put more panels on that addition.
Yeah, if you have the roof space. But if you increase your usage, you'll get electricity more, you know, from the grid.
Well, I think it would be important too, wouldn't you want to call you anyways and say, hey, I'm putting an addition on my house. Is that going to impact a shadow effect over where you already put these panels, right?
Yeah, any additions or anything, you would always call me and I would always come back out and, you know, we stay in touch. We stay in touch. So I would know probably before just because you had let me know. But yeah, it's definitely worth re-looking into. People add dormers all the time and add additions. It's not the end of the world.
And the other thing too is what if you are doing an addition on the main part of your roof? Like, are you able to just take those down? I know we have to get to a break really soon, but are you able to just take them down? What do you do then?
Don't climb on your roof and take your solar system off. It is not advised.
Okay.
But SolarCity will take it down. It's $499. We take the system, store it in the warehouse, do your addition, and we put it back on.
Okay.
So it's not the same thing if you need a re-roof. It's not, if we need to take it off, it's a one-time fee and you do your stuff.
How much is the fee again?
$499.
All right. That isn't really that bad. No. And then the other question, because I know we're getting to a commercial, but it's one of those fleeting thoughts. So it has been super sunny out, but does it really matter? I mean, does that really matter when it's sunny versus overcast versus rain versus, is that a dumb question?
No, it's just a longer answer and I'm getting eyeballs. So
yeah.
It's net metering is how it works. So I can go into that when we come back if you'd like. Real quick how it works.
All right.
Yeah,
that's what we'll talk about when we come back. So we will be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to purchase investment property or considering converting a property into condominiums? Or are you a business owner or investor selling or acquiring commercial real estate? Mahoney Law Group is a full-service real estate law firm and has guided thousands of people in the South Shore area through all stages and types of real estate ownership, including buying, selling, refinancing, and condominium conversions. They specialize in residential and commercial real estate closings and title issues. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned commercial real estate investor, the knowledgeable and experienced staff at Mahoney Law Group is ready to help, and they're always available. Make sure to ask about their first-time home buyer discounts on fees and title insurance. If you have questions about buying, selling, or refinancing, give them a call, 781-849-0700. Visit their website at mlgne.com or like them on Facebook and Twitter. Again, that number is 781-849-0700. Visit their website, mlgne.com, or like them on Facebook and Twitter, Mahoney Law Group. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. And we are very lucky today to finally have somebody who would agree to doing solar with us. We had you actually here about a month ago. We were supposed to air a show with you. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But we're glad that we're here again and we're doing it now. So we have Sarah De La Cruz.
Hello. Welcome.
And you are a field energy consultant for Solar City, so we are very happy to have you here. Before we were going, when we went to the break, you were explaining to me the difference between do you need a very sunny day versus what happens when it's cloudy.
Yes. So the nutshell version of how solar works is we do what's called net metering. So when we put the panels on your roof and the sun hits the panels, you're not just making electricity and plugging in your toaster. It's going through a meter that we put on the side of your house that the utility company signs off on. It's called the net meter.
So you have another meter versus the one that you already have?
It depends. If it's an updated one, then it's a newer one, then you don't always need to.
Okay.
But it will serve the function of net metering. So when you make more energy than you're using right then. Right now, you both aren't in your houses. Assume your houses are empty and there's sun, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen a lot. When that happens, your meter will spin backwards, and that will get stored for you as a credit at the grid.
Okay.
So you're using the grid as a bank for, like, rollover minutes, but for electricity.
Yeah.
Then, like you were saying, what if it's cloudy? What if it's raining? Whatever. When the sun's not out, you're always going to pull and use that electricity first.
Okay.
At nighttime.
So
on and so forth. So you're putting it there during the day, pulling from it at night. What happens, though, you know, if the house is a good house for solar, is there's going to be a lot of times where you're just going to get credited. So you build a bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially this summer, because one, it has been sunny every day all summer.
It's been amazing.
Right? And the nights are shorter. The days are longer. Right. So if we had solar panels, we'd have a huge credit.
I could do the whole town of Pembroke.
And because you're never ever home, you guys are probably you guys are working more than anybody.
I know, we're really not. And then when we are home, it's all like computer, like we're on the computer all the time, just like sucking all that energy with all of our devices and everything too. Why don't we do this too? So you told us the reasons why we want solar. What is the process? I want to get solar on my house. You come to my house. What happens next?
Once I look up your electric bill and we put all, you know, I enter in all your usage into the computer, we discuss where you're comfortable with solar panels and where is a viable spot for them to go, where you're going to produce the most. I show you a very preliminary design because I'm not an engineer.
Do I have to have them on the front of my house? That's the question that I think a lot of people would ask because...
And sometimes it's
very
yes.
Very good question, Sharon.
And sometimes it's yes and sometimes it's no.
Three. So,
I have three versus 100
versus
good three.
Okay.
Yes. She's
we're,
getting there. She's
we're making gains. We're making gains. You can't have everything in one day.
But no, let's be honest. Yeah. Let's talk about the big white elephant in the room. There are many people who drive by and say, geez, they're just so ugly.
Correct. That's certainly something I have no control over as far as the aesthetics. Solar panels are solar panels. When people ask me the negatives of solar, I say you have to have a solar system on your roof. Mm-hmm. Some people see it as a negative. Some don't. You're going to get the biggest bang for your buck on the south side of your roof. Mm-hmm. You can also use the east side and the west side and get just as great of a system if you have enough space. I've installed on the north side. My parents have solar on the south and the north side if the pitch is not too steep. Okay. So it so depends on the house.
For instance, I think we talked about this in the last show. Your house,
perfect.
You'd be able to put it in the back. Perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My house would have to go in the front, not happening. Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to point out, too, that forever ago when I moved into my neighborhood some decades ago, they had solar panels.
Yeah.
But now my closer neighbors have newer panels, and they've come a long way.
Yeah.
They used to be big and look like PVC pipe and ugly white plastic and everything, and now they're pretty sleek and they're pretty flat.
Because that's a good point, Kevin, actually. Mm-hmm. It's because you might have them. I'm inside my house, so I'm not looking at them. Right. So what do I really care? Yeah. I drive up, I see them once, and then I'm inside my house, and Kevin's looking at them from across the street.
That's
so
funny. Yeah. Right? They really, really are very sleek, and we mount with a system where they're flush to your roof.
Yeah.
So we bought out ZEP Solar. It's proprietary to SolarCity. And what that means to someone looking into solar is you don't have rails on your roof. Mm-hmm. So in any other company in the United States, you have a rail system. And then it's about 3 inches off your roof. It's lifted up. Then you have your panels so you could see the wiring and everything underneath. Yeah, it's not attractive. I'm not going to lie.
So here's another question on that, though. So say within that 20-year period, you make leaps and bounds and strides of even better ones for me, for Cindy, specifically because it's all about me. And you make better ones. Do you change ours out because they potentially even give more energy?
Yeah,
or
like an iPhone 4 to an iPhone 6 Plus.
Right, let's just say look better. They look better.
Yeah, it's so funny that you bring up the iPhones because that's the example I always use. Oh. Solar is not like iPhones.
We are failing each other.
100 to 4.
We are failing each other.
In one day, you could catch up.
You
to
and I, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
But solar isn't like iPhones. It's not. So the 7.
Yes, I was in a bad mood until I got here.
Oh,
so let's
so
just say, can I stay here all day?
Yes.
Oh, I might be.
I think it's a good idea.
You're just
sorry, go
chat.
Ahead. I'm sorry, Sarah.
No. Yeah. But to Kevin's point, the ugly, I'm just going to call
that's
it what it is.
That's one for Kevin, by the way.
the ugly panels from the 70s, which part of that was hot water solar, a little bit of a difference than what we're doing, which is photovoltaic for electricity. But they were ugly. Let's just call it what it was. Between those panels and the ones today, from 1970s to 2016, the efficiency has changed 3%. 3%.
Really?
So it's just aesthetics mostly.
Yeah. So realistically, the panels in NASA that like the space station is using are 2% different than what we're using on our houses. So there's not going to be... I know we want it to be iPhone 6, iPhone 7, but it's a slower change than that.
Isn't
they're
she
very
just
efficient.
The smartest, cutest
she really
thing
is.
In the world?
Really
I wish this
is.
Was TV for this
yeah,
one
for
purpose,
so many.
Because she is so...
So long as the cameras are pointed at
her.
No,
she
no,
is
no.
so knowledgeable that I could listen to her talk about
I know.
This all
you're
day
You're really...
Long.
You know what it is like you are very spirited about it. Like you're
I
really...
Love it.
Yeah, you're into it. That's how Cindy and I get when we're inside houses.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We're like, we're going to move this and move that. We're staging this bad boy up. up. We're going to sell it just like that.
And we do.
And you do. You go. And it's like, oh, P.S. Now you have to find a house. With the solar, though, I do, you know, I understand that, you know, the aesthetics of it and everything else. I think that's amazing, though, that it's only changed 3%, because if you think about heating systems and everything, how far they've come, like the high efficiency now and all of that. So
right. It's very basic as far as how solar panels are essentially, if you like really break it down, silicone, glass, and sand.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to change that much. Technology is amazing. It's always going to get better. But it works. The technology works.
Yeah.
And it works so much that every 3 seconds, someone switches over. Every 3 seconds.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's happening.
I really have to have you come out to my house. Yeah. I know the last time we had you here, we pulled up Google on your computer and you said that my house is a good candidate for it. So, but I think that for people who are just buying their home and they think that they're going to be in this home long term, I think signing a 20-year contract makes a lot of sense for those people, you know? If I had thought about this maybe 24 years ago, I just had my 24th wedding anniversary this week, by the way.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I was 24 when I did it. So 24 years ago.
Oh, look at you throwing math out there
24.
Everybody should.
And she's not really good with math.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm good with math. 24 years ago, I was 24 when I got married. But anyways, I digress. But I just think that maybe I wouldn't have been as hesitant to sign a 20-year contract. So can you get into that little part of it?
That is it sounds terrifying when you say it like that. But
20 years is a long time.
It is. But we know, as you guys know, as people in, you know, high level of real estate, people usually stay in their house for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Seven to 10.
Mm-hmm. Solar City knows that. We know that you're not staying in your house. We're saying the house is going to have solar for 20 years.
Yeah.
So realistically, say you buy your house, like me, I'm looking for a house right now, and I buy a house. I'm only buying it if it's in a good spot for solar.
Yeah.
I buy it, I put solar on it. Say I move again in 10 years, I'm going to list that house on MLS or, you know, with my realtor as this is your next electric bill for the next 10 years. And for me, because I personally think owning it makes a ton of sense, so I would probably own it if it were me.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into those two, right? When we come to the next break. Yeah. I want you to break all that down.
Yep. So then I would say, this is your electric bill. It's never going up. It's a fixed payment for the next 10 years. And then after that, this house would have no electric bill. So that's not scary. That, to me, is amazing. And
what do you mean after the next 10 years there's no electric bill?
Because if I bought a house and I owned the system, it would take me 20 years to pay it off. But if I sold it in 10 years, then whoever took over my house, bought my house, would have 10 years left of paying their electric bill, which is a solar payment because they own the system. So instead of paying for electricity, they'd be paying the solar payment. It would be a fixed rate. Once you pay your solar system off, assuming that you know, it's a good house for solar and you can make all your power, then you have no electric bill. You own the system free and clear.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't.
It's amazing.
Where have you been?
I don't
Where
know.
Did
I didn't.
Go?
I honestly didn't know that. So, how much? You can't say how much a system is, but can we give some numbers? 15,000, 20,000, 50,000?
There really is no. Okay, put it this way: a mansion could have two people living in it and use less electricity than a 4-bedroom ranch with 7 kids. So there's no average.
So it isn't like the system yourself that you're paying off. I guess I'm really getting myself confused.
Nope, you are. If you own the system,
we
are saying you need this much electricity for your house. Then we're saying to make that much power, we can put this many panels on.
Yeah.
And you are financing a solar system over 10 or 20 years, whatever you choose to stretch it out over.
Yeah.
Once you do, that's how you're paying. That's your electric bill. That's the bill swap. So instead of paying for the ability to turn your lights on, right now you pay your electric bill and you get to turn your lights on, you pay less. Sometimes it's the same, but usually less, a fixed payment, and that's, at the end, you get a solar system.
Okay.
So maybe
And then you don't pay anything after that.
So now maybe explain the other way so that then it makes even more
sense.
Yeah,
if you're like, I have no interest in owning a solar system whatsoever for whatever reason, I just want a cheaper electric bill if I can, if my house works for it, that's a lease. We put the system on. You have nothing. You don't own the system. You just simply are paying for a cheaper electric bill.
Okay. Forever. However long you're in that house.
That's a 20-year agreement.
Oh, for 20 years. Yep. And then what? You can renew?
Yeah. Then we take the solar off your house. You get a year's warranty on your roof, and you either renew with a new system, or at that point you'll be like Solar Rocks and you'll probably buy a system.
So if I wanted to just, if I had you come out to my house and I was just like, all right, well, I just want to buy the system. I just want to write you a check, and I want the system installed.
I tell you how much that would be.
So you tell me how much that would be. Yeah. But do I have a payment after that, or since I already bought it, I'm getting free electricity?
That's it. And you also, there's a lot of state and federal incentives. So no matter where you live, Mass, Rhode Island, Connecticut, you're getting a 30% tax break off of that price if you just straight up bought a solar system.
So that brings Sharon to one more thing about that not everyone qualifies.
Mm. Yeah, because I know we had discussed before, not every town, you can't have it in every town.
There's a million reasons you can't have solar. You're talking to someone that can't have solar, but yes.
Other than the house, the position, but aren't there certain towns that you can't?
If you live in a town that has a municipal electric company, then unfortunately they do not allow net metering at this time. Well, who are those towns? Taunton, Middleborough, Berkeley, certain parts. If you have North Attleboro, if you have North Attleboro Electric, they're not set up to do net metering, TMLP. Mm-hmm. Braintree.
I was going to say Braintree.
Braintree has about Hingham, Hull. There's so many different towns, which the stars have to align for solar to be a great fit. Mm-hmm. Most of my job is saying to people, I'm sorry, you can't have solar.
Because what a better place than on the coast of Hull to have solar panels on your house, right? No trees. You don't have to worry about trees on the beach, right?
and we've kind of just exploded into Narragansett, which is it's a Rhode Island beach town, but same thing, same scenario. Yeah.
So we're going to be going to another break one pretty soon just to hear our commercials. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And I do have an announcement. So I did have our friend Kenny McCormick Deputy Chief there over at Pembroke. He had reached out to me last week and had asked me, to just make an announcement for him. So I am going to make that announcement. Let me just find it on my phone here. I forgot the piece of paper. So there is, in the town of Pembroke, there is going to be a 15th anniversary 9/11 vigil, and that's going to be in Pembroke. So I'm just going to read the invitation to all of you because you're all invited. It says, please come to show your support for our military, fire, police, and their families. Sunday, 9/11 at 4 p.m. on the Pembroke Town Green. Dan Clark, the singing trooper, will be performing, and it is sponsored by Pembroke Military Support Group, the American Legion Post, AB Church Post 143, and you have to RSVP by 9/1, and I have the address, but it's Cedar, C-E-D-A-R, Street, S-T, 76 at yahoo.com. So I'm sure you can just show up, though. I think they're just probably trying to get, an idea of how many people are coming. So, again, that is the 15th anniversary of 9/11, if you can believe that.
I'm
15 years, like, remember exactly where I was. So don't forget to do that. So it will be on Sunday, 9/11 at 4 p.m. on the Pembroke Town Green. Dan Clark is going to be there, and he is the singing trooper. He'll be performing. And, again, this is brought to you by the Pembroke Military Support Group and the American Legion Post and AB Church Post 143. So that's going to be a good turnout. And I have to tell you, our fire department, all of our fire departments, I have so high regard for these guys. I was on the committee to help find our new chief this year, going through resumes. It was such an experience for me. But today in our office, we had a fire alarm sort of going off, but it wasn't going off. It was at the station. And, these guys came in with their tanks on and ready for a fire. And it actually made my heart pound a little bit because I was like, wow, these guys have serious jobs. Like, serious. They're running in as people would be running out.
I closed last Wednesday on a property. And so the husband is a veteran and his wife is a firefighter.
Yeah.
Cutest firefighter I've ever seen in my entire
life. Well, I had four of them in my office right there. And I said, guys, no offense, it's getting hot in here. Woo! Nothing like a man in uniform. And those Pembroke firefighters are hot.
Yeah, they are. So is this little Bridgewater one.
Yeah.
She's just a spitfire, but boy, is she incredible at what she does. So again, I think that's a great event. Not to be missed.
Yeah, no, that's going to be awesome. So all for a good cause. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Sarah De La Cruz from Solar City. And we're going to talk more about solar panels, why you should consider doing this on your house. We'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to purchase investment property or considering converting a property into condominiums? Or are you a business owner or investor selling or acquiring commercial real estate? Mahoney Law Group is a full-service real estate law firm and has guided thousands of people in the South Shore area through all stages and types of real estate ownership, including buying, selling, refinancing, and condominium conversions. They specialize in residential and commercial real estate closings and title issues. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned commercial real estate investor, the knowledgeable and experienced staff at Mahoney Law Group is ready to help, and they're always available. Make sure to ask about their first-time home buyer discounts on fees and title insurance. If you have questions about buying, selling, or refinancing, give them a call, 781-849-0700. Visit their website at mlgne.com or like them on Facebook and Twitter. Again, that number is 781-849-0700. Visit their website, mlgne.com, or like them on Facebook and Twitter, Mahoney Law Group. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Cindy and I are both full-time real estate agents. And by full-time, I mean 40 plus hours a week, which is great. It's good to have so many wonderful clients and family and friends referring us all the time. Yeah, it's wonderful. And we are both from Boston Connect Real Estate. So I am the broker owner. Cindy is an associate broker over there. And of course, she is my sidekick here every Saturday. And she's just a wealth of knowledge and pleasant to have around the office.
Not so much. Either one.
Yeah. No, you are. You are. But we are talking today with Sarah De La Cruz. She is from Solar City, and we're talking about solar. And this is just a topic that everybody is talking about right now. And do we do it? Do we not do it? Unfortunately, everyone hears the bad side of the story.
Right.
And honestly, before Cindy found you to get you onto the show, we had been reaching out to so many people. And then we decided, all right, Solars, you don't want to come on our show. We're just going to tell you all the bad stories we hear.
Right.
Because we haven't heard many good ones until we met you, which I think is, it's nice. It's refreshing to be in the know. And that's what Cindy and I feel as if our job is here on our show here at WATD.
Right.
As we sit at our kitchen table is, you know, we're keeping it local and we're keeping it with the people that are doing a good job. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. My pleasure. Tell us more about just, we were talking about the cost associated. So there's the difference between owning it and selling it. It took a little while for me to get that, but I'm all set now.
Okay.
But why don't you talk about maybe, you were talking a little bit about the panels. Does it do or damage anything to your roof?
So absolutely not. There's no way I would still have a job after helping over 160 families go solar if everybody had issues with that. So knock on whatever this table is made of. I've never had somebody call me and say, I have an issue with my roof.
Yeah.
It's never happened. But you're covered if it should.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you should realize. We won't install solar on your house unless we put a $2 million insurance policy on your house.
Wow.
From your roof to your studs. So not just if your roof leaks, you're covered, God forbid, that should, you know, it won't. I've never seen it happen, but should it, you're covered.
Yeah.
But even, like, take it a step further. Say we have another one of those crazy microbursts where we remember, like, a couple of Julys ago, it started hailing in the middle of July. It was just insane. Say a tree gets uprooted and lands on your roof, wrecks your system, and then goes all and ruins your new kitchen.
Yeah.
We're liable for the panels, the roof, and your brand new kitchen.
Okay.
We're liable for your house. So there's that goes back to me calling people after we check out the engineering of your house and saying, I'm sorry, you can't go solar, because if we can't insure the house, then it doesn't happen.
But so you, in that instance, you wouldn't call your own insurance company, because here's my thought. You put the panels on my roof, but you're not responsible for that burst that caused the tree to fall on my, so I understand that you could replace the roof and the panels. I'm just thinking the panels, but the roof, I'll go give you that. All the way into the, whatever it damaged in the house.
And everything under the panels, panels down to your studs. We are liable as long as it's from the panels that are on your roof. Like the tree went through the panel. This is hypothetical.
Yeah.
Say the tree does go through your panels into your kitchen. Yes, we are liable.
Okay.
We are liable. The only thing we're not liable for is ball strikes. So if you have a 10-year-old son that's in baseball, please don't have him aim towards your house and start batting baseballs.
So what happens then? I mean, do you have to take, as a homeowner, do you have to take out your own insurance policy on those?
No. The only time the homeowner steps in is if it's a named hurricane. If, God forbid, Sandy or Katrina happens, you're going to have bigger fish to fry, because if your house, if it's a strong enough storm, your house is probably blown away with solar panels on it.
Yeah.
So it's probably not on the top of your list. But with named hurricanes, your homeowner steps up before anything is taken into consideration. Okay. Other than that, it's Solar City. We're completely liable.
So if we have a named storm and the tree falls through into my kitchen, my own policy is going to cover it.
Correct.
So it isn't like you can stop paying your other policy.
Correct.
You still want to have that.
Right. Yeah, that is not advisable at all.
Yeah.
Keep paying your homeowner's insurance, please.
Yeah. Some of the other, I had another thought while you were talking and then I just lost it. So I am so sorry about that. How about you, Sin? Anything? I was just thinking about
She just threw you right under the bus. Yeah, I'll step in. So typically what happens when I sit down with people is there's so many questions. But one of the ones we get a lot around here is what happens when it snows.
Yes.
So I'll just hit that one, hit that nail.
Look at right
there,
snow.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's a big one.
You could have picked up on that, I'm just saying.
Not so much this past winter, but like 2 winters ago when we all figured out what ice dams were, like who even knew what that was, right, before 2 winters ago. The panels, like I said before, are glass and silicone based. So they're slippery.
Yeah.
They're also dark. They're black. And they're also heated. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly like your windshield of your car if you kept your car running in the winter. The snow is going to sit on it and melt right off. It's going to hit and melt. If we get clobbered and there's, 2 feet of snow flying down in an hour, then it's going to be on your roof until the sun comes out the next day, and it's going to melt off at that point in a sheet. At that point, you'd get more into the net metering, and you'd be pulling back from your reserve, so to speak. But 9 times out of 10, the snow hits your roof, and it melts right off. So that's what happens.
I remembered my question, so let's just stop right there. Okay, so here it comes. So if you go to somebody's house, and I know like you're thinking about, okay, we can insure this house. Do you have options to help a homeowner get a new roof or anything like that? I mean, could you say, here, we'll put on a new roof, but we're going to include that in the price?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
It's it's definitely
good question, Sharon.
It's definitely not the majority of the time.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit more specific because if you do the lease program, there's nothing really to roll in because you're not taking out a loan to get solar panels. It's more set up for if someone wanted to own the system and you know you need a new roof, then that's all that can all get lumped into one. Make that new roof part of your electric bill, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But if you wanted to do the other options of the lease or the PPA or any other option where you don't own the panels, I can recommend people, but I don't. It's not necessarily something that we do. We're not a re-roofing company.
Yeah.
You would want to, and it doesn't really, sometimes you get a 20-year-old roof that's a 45-year-old shingle. It's in great shape. So it really doesn't go by age. It goes by condition.
Okay.
Right. So there might be an instance where you can't put on the solar panels until potentially they determine if they're going to have a new roof put on because it just is in disrepair, right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we would say no. Step one, sit down. We see if your house, if you want to go solar. If you want to go solar, we have site surveyors come out and they inspect the house to see if the house can go solar. Okay. So that's step two of the process. We come out, we take measurements, we look at the condition of your shingles, we look at your attic, how your rafters are spaced out, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and then see if the house can go solar. So that's sort of the step two process.
Okay. And then once somebody decides that they do want to do it, what is the time frame that it usually takes to get the whole process done?
It is a process. The homeowner's not doing anything. I'm just updating you as we go, like this is what's happening. But from yes, I want to go solar, to your system being turned on mm-hmm. can be up to 4 months.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's happening during that time?
Yeah.
So we do this, yes, I want to go solar. Then we check out the roof. After that, about 4 or 5 days after, I will call you either way. We got the green light. We got the red light. Tell you what happened from the site survey.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, if it's a green light, I pull permits with the town and with the utility company for net metering.
Okay.
We get the final blueprints. You see exactly what it would look like. Go over everything a second time.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, it can be up to 6 weeks before we have a date for installation because we're waiting on permits.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get installed, the building inspector and the electrical inspector both sign off. Everything is good to go. And then it's another about typically 6 to 8 weeks before we get the okay to turn the system on, which you do. So there's not a lot that you're really just saying. You're just practicing patience, and I keep you in the loop. But if it was 5 minutes after you want to go solar, we throw panels on your roof, there'd be nobody paying National Grid right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is. I mean, everything that, it does take a process. I mean, going through the permitting process with anything, it certainly does. And you want it done right, so.
And that's the thing. You want to know that you don't have to do anything. We make it very simple. So it's you just have to be on board with going solar and what it means for your house. And other than that, it's just a relationship. I have relationships with my customers. It's just staying in touch.
So does the consultation, when you come out and you do go through this evaluation with people, you pull up Google, yes, you're a candidate, blah, blah, blah. Does that consultation cost anything for people?
No, it's absolutely free.
Okay.
Going solar is, I don't like to use the word free, but you're not reaching in your pocket. If you want to go solar, whether you own the system or not, you do not pay anything until you're installed and once you've got your system turned on, now you're paying a new electric bill. So nothing for the consultation, nothing for installation. You're not paying for maintenance on the system. You're not paying for monitoring. You're paying a new electric bill.
Mm-hmm. So. I cannot believe we're at the end right now. Oh, my gosh, that's like 5 minutes left. If people wanted to have a consultation with you, Sarah, how can they get in touch with you?
You can either call my cell phone is the best way. It's 774-406-6314. Or my email, either way. That is my S and then my last name, Dela Cruz. DELACRUZ at solarcity.com.
And we'll make sure that we get all of that information up on our website too at bostonconnect.com because that's really easy to remember. We also have on Facebook, you can go to the Boston Connect Facebook page, and Cindy and I do little videos now where we tell people what the show is going to be about on the upcoming weeks and everything, but we'll make sure that we get all your information. And then on Mondays, our shows always air on our website and on our podcast, which is Talk Real Estate Radio. If you have the app, and if you don't, you can actually go online, talkrealestateradio.com. Have you ever checked it out? It's a pretty good job, don't you think?
You sound very thorough. I have to check this out and see how you guys do it.
Yeah, talkrealestateradio.com. You can see it there. So it has all of our past shows. So if you missed any of our shows and you want to hear them again, or if you heard a great show and you want to share it with somebody else, that's how you would do that. You can also get in touch with myself and Cindy. I mean, this is Labor Day weekend. There's sporadic open houses going on out there. It's been very busy. It's a great weekend for people who are looking at houses, for sure. And then it's a great weekend to relax if you get the opportunity to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm doing a move-in down in Connecticut.
Oh.
Yep, the move-in in Connecticut. So that's where our oldest is going to be a senior at Fairfield.
I can't believe that.
Yep, Fairfield University. She's going to be a senior. She's taking the LSAT for law school in September. So we'll be figuring out where she'll be going to law school for next year. And the good news is she's thinking about staying. Well, she wants to stay in Boston. So BU.
Oh, awesome.
BC, Suffolk, all those great schools. Yeah. So we're excited about that. But the seniors at Fairfield University live in beach houses. So,
poor kids.
Yeah.
Oh, tough
I know.
Life,
I would have gotten her out of there.
I'm trying to survive. Maybe be going to preschool. I can't even think about that.
I
know. Well, that's why we work 40 plus hours, right? By the way. So, again, if you want to find any homes, go on to bostonconnect.com. We have a great website. And if you can't get into any of the open houses this weekend and you would like a private showing, you can always contact myself and Cindy at the office. 781-826-8000 is our number there. And we would be more than happy to show you some homes. If you're thinking about putting your home on the market, fall is a great time to put your house on the market, and you want to do that. If you want to be out of your house by Thanksgiving, we can do that. So we can give you some staging ideas. And obviously, we work all of the South Shore and beyond. We have our Bridgewater grand opening coming up, so everybody should put this in their calendar for September 15th, and that is going to be from 4 to 7, and that's 63 Main Street in Bridgewater. So we're going to have a grand opening, so we'll have all kinds of goodies and cheese and cracker, wine and sodas and all kinds of good stuff. So you're close to
I'm in.
You should come. Yeah, September
15th. I just
invited
myself.
You'll get to meet a lot of people, so you should definitely come and do that. Wear your Solar City shirt.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you so much. This was a blast.
My pleasure.
We're
thank
so
you
happy.
Thank you, darling.
And if you're thinking about solar, this is your girl.
There we go. I'm sold.
Again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy Labor Day to everybody.
Bye-bye.
781-826-8000, bostonconnect.com. Thank you.